This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 11th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and we have 3 big hours of it. We have a new straggler. Well, it's not a straggler question yet. It's a new question. If you don't answer it right, well, it'll become a straggler. We've got 11 bumper stumpers, and they all have a theme. And, you know, it's interesting. There's that old adage that work expands to the time allotted to accomplish it. And I think that's actually a military deal way back when somebody said it. But it is so true. Normally, I put together trivia in about an hour because that's all I have. And I managed to get it together. Well, today I had like 5 hours, and it took me till 2 minutes ago to finish. So I don't know. Work definitely expanded because it's not that arcane a theme. That's for sure. And, of course, we have several questions, so let's see what we can do. All right, now, the one I'll throw out to begin. You always hear about the most popular baby names. You hear the list each year, but a survey of American women revealed a surprising choice of what they felt was the worst girl's name. Now, of course, this is over time, obviously, not just currently, but, you know, over the years, and really, we can't go any further than when the Social Security database began, because that's how we know, basically. But with that in mind, so we're going from the 30s to today, good 90 years. What did women say was the worst girl's name? All right, so 888-876-5593. I don't know how you you define worst, but I will tell you, when I was looking for various surveys and facts and all this, I came across a survey of first graders and in various parts of the country about names, and it had to do with them picking out the name that sounded the most poetic and feminine. And I guess they gave the kids a list. I don't know. But it turned out that overwhelmingly first graders picked diarrhea. So I don't know what to tell you. That won't be one of our questions, that's for sure. This is actually a name that, you know, one of the popular names, I guess you would say. Certainly not unheard of. So yeah, it is the one name that American women say, this is the worst. All right, what would that be? All right, so that's my question. You can't know anything about my my bumper stumpers yet because you haven't even heard one, but you will. However, if you don't like my question and you have an alternative, perhaps something else where you excel, such as Barry and his Beatles, we'll do that. Or let's see. Alex and the Oscars. Oh, yeah, we've done Oscars trivia in the past, and we will again with Alex. Cindy wants Sanford and Son trivia. Well, my, my, my. And Billy Bob and Bourbon A playing it safe with 5x5. That's right, the game that Laura introduced us to. She came up with this. And 4 out of 5 is what you get. You only get 5 seconds to give me an answer on each of them. So how's it going, Billy Bob?
Hi, 51st time caller.
How about that?
Hey, I'm going to take 2 quick guesses for Bad Girls Band. I say Seedy, Theedy, and Sardine.
No. Neither.
No. All right. And then I want to get one request in quick.
Okay.
I bet you I'll stump you on this one. About Hot Chocolate, you know that group, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
And then they did one called So You Win Again. Did you ever hear that one?
Of course. Yes. And Emma and everything else. But of course. Sure, I know So You Win Again.
That's a pretty song.
Okay. Well, at least it's not depressing like Emma. All right. So, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of the butler on the Addams Family?
Lurch.
Yes, Lurch it is. You got there just the last second. In London, who lives at 221B Baker Street?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of men?
The shadow do.
Yeah. And what type of clam chowder is red?
You got something Italian, but I don't know what the word is.
Oh, no, it's Manhattan clam chowder is red.
All
right. What weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of nails?
No, they both weigh the same.
All right, we got 4 out of 5. You're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so it's just that simple, 4 out of 5. We may have to increase this to 5 out of 5. We'll see. Yeah. All right, not that the prizes are worth anything, although been packing up one location, the ongoing project of getting out of one location and moving it to 3 others. And yes, coming up with all sorts of prizes for you. John says you're not mailing the album, so that's true. It's hard to mail, but 45s, oh, you're getting those. Record player, don't worry about it. You're still getting those. And of course, you get the certificates. That's the fun part. But other than that, maybe some cassettes. Yeah, that could happen too. All right, so let's see what we're doing here. With, let's see, we'll check out Cindy. She's been hanging on the longest, I think, here. So, Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I just want to tell you briefly the mania about broke, and I'm able to sleep. I still have racing thoughts, but I had 2 requests. One is, I don't know the name of the song, but I think it came out in the early 60s. The words of it are, and if the I dig rock and roll music.
Yeah, that's the later 60s. It's Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's the later 60s, but yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's it. I dig rock and roll music.
Oh, okay, that's it. And then what was the other one? Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn
Campbell,
yeah.
Oh, we'll see. All right, so let me write down your name so I'll remember who requested what. All right, got it. All right, so.
And the name, and then the trivia question is what name?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had a great grandmother named Matilda Deep.
Okay.
And then the other grandmother was named Wilhelmina.
All right, well, it's neither of your grandmothers.
Okay, and then the Sanford and Son trivia.
What was Bubba's last name?
I don't know.
Well, think about it, because actually he was played by an actor who used his real last name.
That I don't know.
Don Bexley is the actor. So, Bubba Bexley.
Oh, okay. But that show somehow that show reminds me of my mother and I.
I won't ask, but there you go. We'll try to get your request on this week. Thanks. Appreciate it, Cindy. All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Kevin in Kankakee is going to guess on our trivia question. So, Kevin, what do you think?
Oh, it has to be Bertha.
Oh, that's funny. It's not.
Really?
Yeah, right. Bertha. She was one of the Butt sisters. No, not Bertha. Yeah. That's good, though.
Okay. Well, you can give me five questions if you have them handy.
Oh, I always have five questions handy. Let's see what we can do. What football player is famous for pantyhose commercials?
O.J.
No, Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah, okay. I know that.
What famous movie's tagline is, "You're going to need a bigger boat"?
Oh, that's Jaws.
Jaws is right. Yeah. What famous movie tagline is, "In space, no one can hear you scream"?
I don't even know.
Alien.
Okay.
All right. So I guess if you got...
Oh, I lose.
Yeah, you do. But there's always next week, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. We got Oscars trivia coming up next with Alex in Round Lake, and Beatles trivia with Barry in New Hampshire, and Brian and Joliet wants charts. 1966, I do believe. All that and more coming up right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Because I really love you.
Yes, I really love you.
Because I really love you.
Yes, I really love you.
And I'll do
everything that I can
to get you back again.
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 How could you? Someone that I knew, now you press, yeah,
your lips to mine.
Darling, it's a pity that I turned down so many just to let
you leave me behind.
But come back, cause I
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, Atlantic recorded it in 1969, but they didn't release it. Finally came out in the 90s when they were looking for stuff on CDs. But well-known artist, who is she? 888-876-5593. That's your first bumper stumper, so I don't expect a theme yet. But as far as knowing her, yeah, she did have something you absolutely would know. All right, so Alex is in Round Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So we're going to do Oscars.
Yes.
Which film received the most nominations without being nominated for Best Picture?
Whoa.
And by the way, it was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, but not Best Picture.
The Color Purple?
They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
Oh.
1969.
Okay.
Talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. I'd like to take 3 guesses.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Go right ahead.
Okay. Fanny?
Who?
Fanny, like Fanny Price?
No, not Fanny.
Gertrude?
No, not Gertrude.
Lucina?
Not Lucina. Lucina.
Okay.
Fine choices, though. So let's see. We have for you a Beatles question that you will ace, I'm sure. Okay. There was only one George Harrison written song to be played live by the Beatles. What was it? And they played it in their 1966 tour.
If I Needed Someone.
Absolutely right. I told you you'd get it. All right. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right. So 888-876-5593. That's the way to do it. All right. So, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
It's good. We're raining here, but at least it's not snowing. I don't have to shovel it.
Well, if it was snowing in August, it certainly would be an event, wouldn't it?
For sure, for sure.
Okay. Let's see what we can do about you. 5x5, what's the main ingredient in guacamole?
I know this.
3, 4.
I can't think of it.
Avocado. Avocado. What town was Andy Taylor sheriff of?
Mayberry.
Yes. Where is the Great Barrier Reef?
Dominican Republic, I don't know.
That'll be a surprise to Australians. It's in Australia. All right, well, that's about it then. We don't need to go any further. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, God, misplaced the reef. Not again. All right, Brian is in Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Oh, hanging in there, Raleigh. Thank you. How are you?
I can't complain. So 1964, I understand. John had to come and say you can't read the screen. It's 1964, and he's right. I can't read the screen. All right. So we are doing This Week in 1964, correct?
Yes.
All right. So let's get out This Week. All right. Here we are.
Last week I tried 65, so I figure I'll go a year before that.
Sounds good. Number one. 1-1. Everybody loves somebody.
Dean Martin.
Number two. Where did our love go?
Supremes.
Number three, Hard Day's Night.
Beatles.
Number four, Ragdoll.
The Four Seasons.
Number five, Under the Boardwalk.
Drifters.
Number six, Wishing and Hoping.
Dusty Springfield.
Number seven, The Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Jan and Dean.
Number eight, Come On and Swim.
Bobby Freeman.
Yes. Number nine, I Want to Love Him So Bad. On Redbird.
Can I hear a little?
Yeah, you absolutely can. We might be bumping against news, but I think I can get this in beforehand. I just have to find it. And maybe that will help. It's actually a song I liked. Hard to believe, but true. That should be enough. Let's see. All right. Come on. All right, here we go.
I think I have a guess, but...
Yeah, no, you should know. Or not, I guess. We'll find out.
Down, 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 view, down, down. No. Down, down, view. He lives in my
cookies?
Neighbor.
Not the cookies.
Marvelettes.
Not the Marvelettes. Keep thinking.
I give up.
Well, don't give up. Just wait till after the news. Maybe you'll have another one, and we'll continue right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's your second bumper stumper. That should be very familiar to you. And, of course, the theme, that might still be a little elusive, but the group shouldn't be. All right. So we are in the middle of talking with Brian in Joliet. He's actually doing the top ten here, and he only faltered on one. I wanted to love him so bad. And so he took a couple wrong guesses, but have you thought of anybody else?
I was thinking of, it's not the Ronettes.
I venture a guess that you could never name another song by this group.
Was there a group called The Exciters?
Oh, of course there was, but that's not them. Yes, Tell Him by The Exciters, a wonderful song, but that's not them.
I'm at a loss on this one.
All right, it was on Redbird. It was the Jelly Beans. Why would you know that? They were high school kids from Jersey City that got signed to Redbird and had an amazing hit with that. It was a top 10 record, obviously, as we just found out while we were counting down the charts for this week. But unfortunately, there was no follow up. They released something that got to somewhere like number 51, and then they released a lot of other stuff that got to number nowhere, and then a couple of years later they broke up. So that's the history of the Jelly Beans. Don't feel bad for not recognizing them, because other than that record, there'd be no reason to. All right.
Okay.
So there we got number eight was "I Want to Love Them So Bad" by the Jelly Beans. You'll never forget that. And actually, number nine. Number ten, "The House of the Rising Sun."
The Animals.
All right, 9 out of 10, ain't bad. Very good.
Thank you, Raleigh. Raleigh, was that last bumper the Dells?
Yes, absolutely right. All right.
Good.
All right, so you're a double winner. Not that changes the prize count, which is useless anyway, but hang on and we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so yes, it was the Dells. It absolutely was the Dells. And that was the Dells from, the 70s, actually, on Cadet. And I'm trying to think of what 70, but I think 70, 72 on Cadet. And it has something in common with the first thing we played that was would have been on 1969 if Atlantic had released it, but they didn't. All right, so we have our question out there, my question. You always hear about the most popular baby names, but a survey of American women revealed a surprising choice of what they felt was the worst girl's name. Now, again, these lists come mostly by virtue of the Social Security indexes because, of course, you know, that's where they collect the data, nationwide anyway. And so we're really talking about a name that would have been, you know, popular somewhere between 1930 and today, and maybe still used. I don't know. It's not in the top 10 now, that's for sure. But women, when they were surveyed, considered this the worst girl's name. And I can't imagine why. Not that it would be my favorite, but there are so many that are worse. Yeah, worse is in the ears of the beholder, I guess. So what was it that women said, that's the worst name? All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, you know we're going to ask about guys too, but not right now. This is women. Girls' names. Yeah, gonna name the baby. What are you going to name it? Right. So could be much worse. And of course, we're not giving you the one-offs. You know, it's not Latrina. Although there's a surprising number of people who've been named it. Yeah. It's not pregnancy, it's not syphilis. And yes, that's come up too, but fortunately not often. This one, however, is an accepted name. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, and it's Monday Night Trivia, so this requires your participation. Because I can do a lot Tuesday through Thursday, just prattling along, talking about nothing. But on Monday night, I'm at your mercy. Because if I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them too. It's just bad form. So whatever you would like to discuss. And usually I have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about when I'm prattling on. And I do somewhere, but I've seemed to have lost it. That's right. Yeah, since before the show started, I had all this information, you know, this day in history type stuff, and I've lost it. Oh, well. So I guess I really prattle on about nothing. So now I guess we talk about when the next new moon is, right, for August. And that would be, in case you're wondering, August 23rd, 2:06 a.m. Eastern Time. So 1:06 a.m. Central Time on the 23rd, and so that's the deal with the new moon. I know people are interested in that because of the prosperity checks, and hey, maybe it works. Hard to say. If you don't know about the prosperity checks, well, you best be going to MaryAnnWinkowski.com. She explains it succinctly. All right, so that's the deal on that. All right, so Jan in Dallas is going to take some guesses, taking pity on me, and I am grateful, I'll tell you what. All right, Jan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, you're worth it, Rally. I got three choices. Francine.
Oh, that's good. No, it's not.
Zelda.
No.
Inez.
No.
And that's it.
Oh, wow. Zelda, huh? All right. Yeah, that's pretty out there. Why not? All right. Good deal. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'd never known anybody named Zelda till Alan Sherman and My Son, the folk singer, did My Zelda to the tune of Matilda. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the teller. It's almost too sad to tell to you. She took 7 books of green stamps, too. All right. So My Zelda. All right. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And, oh, I can always count on him for guesses. James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
You.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Okay, I have some interesting ones. Iola.
Iola. That's interesting. It's not Iola.
Okay. Isabel.
Not Isabel.
Okay. Ingrid.
Ingrid, not Ingrid.
Ruth.
No.
Rachel.
Nope. One more, big finish.
Okay. Rhonda.
Nope. Okay. You'll have to think of another 6.
Oh, right. I did decide to try your 5-on-5 challenge.
Oh, you'll get that easily. All right. What is the name of the good witch in The Wizard of Oz?
Okay, that would be
it's Glinda.
Glinda, okay.
Okay, who's the founder of St. Jude's Hospital?
Oh, Danny Kaye.
No, Danny Thomas.
Thomas. Oh.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that you're not going to be able to get 4 out of 5. So we'll dispense with that and hear your next 6 guesses when you call back.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Danny Thomas. All right. 888-876-5593, and we'll talk to Gary in Austin and Marguerite in Chicago and Karen in Chicago, and every line is now lit up, and I appreciate that more than you know. So if you get a busy signal, just wait till the line is available. Like right now, I just freed one up from James. So go for it right here on WGN Radio.
Seems it's a martial law.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And yes, you absolutely know who this is. I know you think you don't, but you do. So who is it? 888-876-5593. And what's our theme? So you've heard three now. That should be enough to conjure a theme, maybe. So we'll see about that. So there you have that. Now, Marguerite in Chicago's got some guesses on our question. So our question is... You always hear about the most popular baby names, but a survey of American women revealed a surprising choice of what they felt was the world's worst girl's first name. Yeah, and so it's basically be from 1930 to today, you know, because that's when we have the lists. But so the worst, what is it? Marguerite in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
Okay. All right. Let me start. I don't think anything's wrong with these names, but I'll just guess because
Okay. Somebody
thought something was wrong with it. Alex?
Nope.
Candy?
Nope.
Josephine?
Nope.
Lauren?
Nope.
Lawrence?
Nope.
Or Lawrence and Michael?
Nope. But okay. if you think of six more, call me back.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. 88 88 Raleigh. All right, so what's going to happen here? I believe Don and Beloit wants his planes, World War II, that is. How's it going, Don?
Good. I got an Aunt Dolores that hates her name. Dolores?
Nope, not Dolores. What?
Donna?
Nope.
Alice?
No.
Jane?
No.
Okay, I give up. Could you, that's like your, is that a holdover from the previous week?
No, there is no holdover. That's our question.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, could you give me a World War II airplane question like you often do?
Well, Fighter Nose art was done on a lot of World War II planes, and it was done only on the left side. It saved them time, pain, and effort. But why was it on the left side?
Well, this is my gut answer would be because that is, you know, it's kind of like driving a car. That's usually where the pilot's door was for the Allied aircraft to get in the plane.
Good enough.
So it was usually, I don't know.
Absolutely. It was the pilot's mount, the left side, because usually it was their wife or girlfriend or whatever that was part of the art. So, yes, that's absolutely true. All right,
wow.
So you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so yes, pilot art. It's interesting to see the nose art, too, and there's museums that have pictures and all that kind of stuff. All right, so we put Don on hold, and Karen in Chicago wants to take some guesses. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Okay, how about Matilda?
No.
Madeline?
No.
Madison?
No.
Regina?
No.
Rosemary?
No.
Caroline?
No. If you think of six more, call me back. Appreciate it. All right. So some of those were interesting choices, to say the least. All right. Scott in Chicago heard some bumpery notes. So what'd you hear, Scott?
Temptations.
I didn't play any Temptations.
You didn't.
I did not.
Oh, I gotta get my ears checked.
All right, you're talking about the last one?
Okay.
No, it was.
I'll try again.
It wasn't even a Detroit thing. So wrong group, wrong city. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right,
sorry.
So good deal. Appreciate the try. Why not? So yeah, it. I guess it does kind of have a Temptation feel to it now that I think about it. But not there at all. All right, so we know number two was the Dells, because that was a guess by Brian. No one guessed number one, and now number three, which is not the Temptations. All right, so that's the deal on Bumper Stompers. We'll have four more next hour and four more the hour after that, and there absolutely is a theme. So I worked hard on this theme, I'll tell you what. All right, so Gary and Austin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I got a few name thoughts.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let me hear them.
First of all, I read about it, somebody naming their kid Vaselina.
Oh, God. I believe it.
They were going to name the kid Serena, and then some article in People, I think it was, a couple of weeks back, where they we're talking about it, but Blanche.
No, not Blanche.
Oh, wow. What about Joyce?
Not Joyce.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
Well, I guess, let's see. I got four more. Oh, I can't think of any more. Just thinking of those two.
Well, if you come up with anything, let us know.
Okay. All right.
That's it. We're going to do 5x5, huh?
Yeah.
What day of the year can you get a free Slurpee?
7-Eleven, July 11.
Absolutely right. That's right. In the cartoon, what is Garfield's favorite meal?
Ooh. I don't know.
Lasagna. That's all right.
Oh, I should have known that, too.
Yeah, well, that's all right. What's the largest bone in the body?
The femur.
Absolutely right. Who are the famous parents of Jamie Lee Curtis?
Ooh. They're actors, too.
Yeah, you can do this.
Ooh. Well.
Just focus on her name.
Tony Curtis is one.
That's right. That's Dad. Who's Mom?
Oh.
Obviously, if her name is Jamie Lee Curtis, you know there's going to be a Lee in this.
Yeah. Vivian Lee, maybe?
No, oh, Janet Lee.
Janet Lee. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Sure, so thanks. That's it. We'll be back after this. Another 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia coming up on WGN Radio.
Speak, then it could tell you how I feel about you. And it's not that I don't care, but my lips won't dare say what I want them to. My heart could speak, I would have no problem. Everything I could explain. Oh, and if I do you wrong, it wouldn't take too long for my heart to know I caused you pain.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? What do they have in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight? There's your bumper stomper. It is Monday Night Trivia. And yes, we had a question as well. And let me find it here. Yeah, and we'll move on once you get it. I think you will this hour. But you always hear about most popular baby names. Well, a survey of American women revealed a surprising choice of what they felt was the worst girl's name. What was it? And again, I put it in context because probably these lists have been coming out ever since the Social Security records were formed in the 1930s. So somewhere between the 1930s and today are lists every year. And, you know, you hear what's best, and you don't usually hear what's worst. But these American women all agreed, well, enough of them agreed that it was a consensus, that this was the absolute worst. So what would that be? All right, so Donna is in Bartlett. Welcome to WGN Radio. Donna, are you with us? I hear something in the background, but maybe it's not Donna. All right, well, we'll say goodbye to Donna, and she can call in again if she reunites with her phone. And let's see what Mike in Bridgeview thinks. What do you think, Mike?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Lally?
All right, and you?
I'm doing okay. I thought with these answers, I got five.
Okay.
Okay. First one, Esther.
No.
Ava.
No.
Madge.
No.
Rose.
No.
Bertha?
Nope. Nope. All okay, fine all fine choices, though. I can approve of them all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. You have a good one.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, especially Bertha. Yeah, poor Bertha. All right. So, yeah, just like someone earlier said, Blanche. You know, poor Blanche. Just doesn't work. All right. So, Jan called back. She's got more. And there's more. All right, Jan.
Beverly?
Nope.
Hildegard?
No.
Hazel?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Those are good, though. I would never have thought of Hildegard. That's wonderful. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Now, remember, they're interviewing women in this survey, enough of them to get some type of a consensus, and the women have to remember the names. I don't know, you know, Hildegard would not just ever occur to me, but it's pretty bad, but no. So, and apologies if you're Hildegard. All right, so let's see. We got James calling back with another six. All right, James.
Okay. Jill.
Nope.
Karen.
Nope.
Broomhilda.
No.
Okay. Polly.
Nope. Two more.
Okay. Molly.
No. One more.
Okay, the last one is Rosemary.
Talk to you later. I'm sure you'll call back with more. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so now, all right, Donna and her phone have reunited in Bartlett, and she's joining us on WGN Radio. So, all right, Donna, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you. I somehow got cut off, but I was going to say Blanche, but I heard someone say that.
Yeah.
I have four other choices
okay.
I haven't heard, and I think these are because I've never heard anybody recently naming their kids these four names. One would be Edna.
Nope.
Is it Ethel?
No.
Gertrude?
No.
Violet?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope. Yeah, those good deal. You know, I would normally think nobody was named Gertrude either, but then I remembered, no, I went to school with half a dozen Trudies. They must have been Gertrudes.
Oh, yes, that's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe they weren't, but their parents clearly were sadists. Yes,
they
I agree.
Would have nicknames.
That's right. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks
okay,
a lot.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so, yeah, Trudy. But wasn't that Gertrude? But, yeah, you never knew unless the substitute teacher was there and had the list of the real names, and then half the kids cringed. All right, so what are we going to do with Donna in Schaumburg? All right, Donna.
Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I'd like to try the names.
Okay.
All right, the first one's Tallulah.
Nope.
Patience?
Nope.
Prudence?
Nope. Yeah, patience and prudence. Nope.
And Hannah?
Nope.
Sarah?
Nope. One more.
Did I say Abigail?
No, but you did now. Not that either. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to do five by five?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. Here we are. In England, what is an elevator called?
A lift.
On Father Knows Best, what was Father's profession?
Insurance.
On the Flintstones, what does Wilma use to vacuum?
That one.
Okay, well, that would be an elephant, but let's move on because you just have to get the next two right. And what are the three flavors of Neapolitan ice cream?
Vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate.
Yep. And finalists, who is famous for saying, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Here's looking at you, kid. Oh, I know it.
I know you do, too. You can do this. Oh, no.
I really can't think of it.
Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, okay.
Talk to you next week.
From Casablanca.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right. So, what are we doing here? I believe that Mary is somewhere, and she's going to take some guesses. So, okay, Mary, where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm here.
Okay, good deal. What do you think?
Okay, so my parents had 7 children and 5 were girls, so I'm just going to give the 5 girl names.
Okay.
Okay, so Mary.
Nope.
Mary.
Nope.
Susie.
Nope.
Susan.
Nope.
Jessica.
Nope.
Dawn.
Nope.
And Diane.
Nope. Those are all righteous names. Nothing's wrong with any of those.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, no.
Especially Mary.
No, you will agree that this one is probably a clunker. So.
Oh. Can I guess one more?
Yes.
Is it? It's a random name. Nevaeh?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Yeah, it's spelled, heaven spelled backwards.
Oh, great.
It's a trend.
Oh.
Pronounced Nevaeh.
Nevaeh. All right. See, I would have looked at that and said, thought it was Nivea or something. All right. Very good. Nevaeh. All right.
You.
Thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. So, heaven spelled backwards. Oh, man. There are some kids who are going to hate their parents by the time they grow up. So now, let's see what we're doing here. Paul in Woodstock, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
All right. We're going to do 5x5, are we?
Yeah, if we can, that'd be great.
What U.S. city and state was the London Bridge moved to?
Havasu, in Arizona or something.
Yes, absolutely. We'll give you that. In 1940, whose legs were insured for $1 million?
Betty Grable?
Yes. What is the chemical compound of iron?
Fe?
Yes, absolutely. All right. What did the Clampets call their pool?
I can't remember.
On the Beverly Hillbillies, obviously. Grandma especially always used to talk about going out there.
Like the iron pond or something.
Well, close. A cement pond. So you just got to get one more right. What speed is a 45 RPM record plate at?
45 yeah. revolutions per minute.
There you go. Absolutely. That would be a single. You betcha. All right. So that's as simple as that. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thanks.
So, that's pretty much a given. Now, let's put him on hold and see. We'll talk to Bob, then we'll take care of business here. Bob in Willowbrook is back. All right, Bob, what do you think?
Hortense.
Oh, that is bad. No, it's not. It's not Hortense.
Dorcas.
That's a name? Okay.
It is.
Dorcas. Do you know of it? See, I do
no.
know. I do know somebody named Hortense. We called her Horty. But no.
Okay.
All right. So not that either. Go on.
All right. Chastity.
No.
Mildred.
We have a winner.
Oh boy.
It is Mildred. So there you have. Now, what's most interesting to me about Mildred, since the Social Security records began in the 1930s, it is the 8th most popular girl's name. Yet it is the one that women detest, apparently. So there you have it. Mildred, it is. Hang on, you're a winner. Prize isn't worth a wait, but there will be a wait.
Yeah, I think it was big in the 30s.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably so, but big enough that it's still number 8.
Okay.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so yes, Mildred. All right, and you know, a lot of names are coming back. You know, you think about it, names that you knew when you were a kid that, you know, your great-grandmother or whatever would have. They're coming back, yeah. I've run into more young Sadies lately. So we'll get 5x5 with Kathy in Chicago. Naoto, of course, wants his Myers-Briggs trivia. There's another bumper stumper coming up for you on Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio.
Loving you again, I'm right back where I started from, where I've always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart take me in. And then today I started loving you all over again. What a fool I was, thinking I'd get back. I should have known that the worst was yet to come, and that crying time for me had just begun. Because today I started loving you all over again. Yes, I did.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. So who's that? Yeah, a country song originally. In fact, Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens, his wife, wrote it. And yeah, there were over 170 versions. Actually, I've heard there's over 204 versions of it, but I'm not sure. I probably couldn't name all 204, but most of them would be country. Now, that one obviously wasn't. So who is she? And we're talking Atlantic Records, about 1972 or so. So there you have that bumper stumper. Is the theme becoming apparent as yet? All right, I think you need to identify more artists before the theme will become apparent. But if you do that, well, the world might be your oyster. We'll see. So I have a question, which is, of course, names. Now, we just told you that a survey of American women revealed that the world's worst name for a girl would be Mildred. Now, what's interesting is in a survey of male names, and this was a survey taken by both men and women in America, the United States of America. And, of course, there's, you know, at least 100 fairly common male names, four of which are considered the most disliked, according to the survey of thousands of Americans. All right. So, and then, yeah, all four of them are, you know them. They're not like Brunhilde. They're names that you could identify. But four of the fairly common male names are considered to be the worst. Now, what I want you to do is name two of them. I will not tell you if you're right unless both of them are correct. So there you go. So four are the most disliked common male names. Name two. You only have to name half of them. So what do you think? 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And Naoto is in Japan. How's it going tonight, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well tonight, so I'm ready for trivia.
Okay, and I'm ready for you too. So now here's the deal, and it's interesting here, and so interesting I think I've lost the answer. Oh, this would be bad. let me look, because I looked up this question and I thought that's fascinating. Okay, all right. Looking at personality types, J.K. Rowling, who of course wrote all of the Harry Potter books. Lady Gaga, and it said that if he were alive, Jesus Christ, all share the same type. So J.K. Rowling, Lady Gaga, and Jesus, blasphemous though it is. So what do you think?
I think once I heard that Lady Gaga is, I think she was ISTP or something.
No, that's not it, but think again. Hang on. Don't go away. We've got the news coming up, and you can hear. So Lady Gaga, J.K. Rowling, and Jesus coming up right after the news together again on WGN Radio.
I'm so glad that I met you, baby, and I'm so proud when we walk down the street. And I know it's crazy to worry like I do, but I get this feeling that I'm losing you. I get these suspicions, even
really shouldn't feel this way. Suspicion, I can't help it, you're just so good looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you away from me. When I go out to a party with you, you always turn every head in the room, and I just know what's on every man's mind. I try to fight it, but it gets me sometimes. I get the
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Now, I expect a winner on this, largely because it was a hit, and I mean a big hit. All right, so 1979. But why is he on the list? You'll figure out who he is in short order, I'm sure. But once you do, what I want to know is, why is he on the list? All right, so that's your theme. All right, so either way. Now, with that in mind, we go back to Naoto, who was in Japan, and we mentioned that J.K. Rowling, Lady Gaga, the singer, and if he were alive, Jesus Christ, according to some blasphemous sources, all would be this Myers-Briggs category. So you've had time to think about it. What do you think?
Oh, you mean like a not specific type, but category?
What are the four? J.K. Rowling, Lady Gaga, and Jesus all would be the same type.
I think they are like NF type, like INFJ. Like,
yep. You're absolutely right. INFJ. Yeah. They are all INFJs. That's absolutely true.
It's like funny, like how much wrong my first guess is, you know. Like,
yeah, I know. Well, no. See, got a chance to think about it, thought about it, because you know everything there is to know about Myers-Briggs, and you're absolutely right. That's who all of them would be. It's interesting to see a list of people, and of course INFJ, introverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging. And so that is the deal. And I think I saw it somewhere, but I think that it's possible that Taylor Swift was an ISFJ, they say. So that's not exactly the same. But and on Enneagram, they claim she's a 3. All right. So as usual, you are a winner. Don't go away.
Well, thanks a lot for an interesting question.
All right. Good deal. Yes. So there it is. INFJ. Yeah. And Taylor, the ISFJ. So there you have that. So now we're talking about male names. And there's a lot of common male names. You could probably name 100. But among the common male names, 4 are the most disliked by Americans, males and females. What I want you to do is name 2 of them. And I'm not going to tell you if you are right unless you get both. All right, so we're not going to narrow it down otherwise. But that should be good. But Gary in Austin knows his bumpers. I kind of thought he would. So who is it?
It's Eddie Rabbit, which is different than most of what he did that I heard.
Yes, but I thought it was nice, 1979.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice song. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, number one country record, too, amazingly. Yeah, so it was big adult record. I played it when I was playing the pop adult hits. So, yes, indeed. All right.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Yeah.
KVIL played it.
Absolutely. Time, so. Yes, yes, yes. Whether you wanted to or not. Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, I remember George Johns all the time. Don't worry about the music. You know, what do you mean? I have to sit here and hear it. You know? All right.
I liked their jocks. I didn't like their music. But anyway.
Yeah. I know. And you know what's so weird is that detestable music to people like us is exactly what caused him to have those killer female 25 to 34 demos. They owned that demo. And both KVIL and WIBC. And all of us hated it. But it didn't matter. You know, never mind that. Just you know, worry about what's between the records. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on. You are a winner. Don't go away.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, right. You have fun and cook, he always used to say. All right. Well, fine. All right. Now, I love George, though. It was fun working for him and sadly no longer with us. All right. Nancy in Milwaukee guessed a bumper, too. I wonder if it was that one. So is that the one you knew, Nancy?
I think it is.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're gonna give you something, too. But like I say, the prizes are worthless, but you get a certificate eventually and something else you don't want. So hang on. Don't go away.
Sounds good.
All right. So, yes, indeed. All right. So that's that was Eddie Rabbit. And he had 17 number one country record. Did I just I didn't hang up on her, I don't think. I hope I didn't. All right. If I did, call us back. I might have. I don't think so. Well, we'll see. All right. There's Ned. All right. Good deal. John Founder. Now. Male names, and American citizens, men and female, men and women actually, all dislike these four of the common male names. So not the one-off male names, the common male names. Four of them are mentioned repeatedly as being disliked. So name two of them. So James on the south side is going to take a guess. All right, James, what do you think?
Okay, George, Henry. Frank.
Okay, now you can't do it that way. So George and Henry? Nope, that's not two of them. What you got next?
Frank, John.
Frank and John? Not Frank and John. Now remember, you might have gotten one of them, but I'm asking you to do them in pairs.
Okay. George and Frank?
Nope. What else you got?
Okay. George and William?
Nope. What else you got?
Okay, William and Thomas?
Nope.
George and Thomas?
Nope.
Frank and Thomas?
Nope, but if you think of six more, call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. But yeah, that's the spirit. You got to do it in pairs. And I'll only tell you if you're right if you get two of them. All right, in the meantime, we will be getting to Kathy in Chicago, who wants 5x5, and Mike called back. We'll be doing stuff with him, too, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Molly James. All right, so who's that? And that is your seventh bumper stumper. And it was in 1963. All right, so who is she? And what does she have in common with everybody else we've been playing? We got four more to go. Maybe a theme will be apparent, or maybe a few more artists we'll see. But Kathy has been in, she's been in Chicago the whole show, but she's been on hold, John said, darn near the whole show. So, Kathy, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, it's good to have you. So we're going to do 5x5?
Yes, we are.
Okay. What color is Robin's cape in Batman?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right.
Blue?
No, it's yellow, actually. All right. How much does Lucy charge for psychiatric help in Peanuts?
5 cents?
Yes. Who is Shirley MacLaine's famous brother?
Oh, Warren Beatty.
Yes. What is the name of Roy Rogers' horse?
Trigger?
Yes. Real men don't eat what? You can do this. I know you can.
Real men don't eat what? Kale?
Oh, man. I thought you'd do this. It was quiche. Real men don't eat quiche. I'm so sorry, and you waited so long. So call me back next week, and I'll be quicker, I promise.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, quiche. I thought you'd get that. All right, well, that's all right. It's not only real men. A lot of us don't eat quiche. All right, so 888-876-5593. Mike called back in Bridgeview. All right, so you got some name pairs for me?
Yeah, I'm back. First two is Vern and Otis.
Nope. What you got next?
Stuart and Bernie.
Nope. Next.
Ronnie and Andy.
Nope. Next.
I quit.
Okay. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right. Nice choices. But no. So let's see. We're going to do some original Star Trek. So, well, all right. I usually John comes in with the ideal question, but he didn't this time, so I'm on my own. All right, Mark, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I love quiche.
Okay, somebody has to.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not a man.
Well, that's right, but it's a very well-known phrase. I'm sure you've heard of it.
No, I'm doing fine. I was getting sleepy, and now I seem to be wide awake.
All right.
We'll see if I am wide awake when you run this question by me.
Oh yeah. Well, let's see. The big deal that I have to do is try to come up with one that I haven't asked you already, because I didn't mark off what I asked and what I didn't. And some of them.
Well, the last one that you ran by me was one that you had never asked me.
Yeah, John came up with it. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
In City of the Edge of Forever.
City on the Edge of Forever.
Yes, that one. Joan Collins has two possible fates. What are they?
Oh, yeah. Well, what actually did happen to her...
Well, never mind that. Let's talk about the two possibilities. What would one be?
Well, he stays alive and grows a peace movement which causes Germany to win the war and which ultimately causes the disappearance of the Enterprise and all its crew except for the people down on the planet. The other fate is that she dies in a traffic accident, and that is what happens because the episode ends with Captain Kirk saying, "Let's get the hell out of here."
Really? All right. So fame in the peace movement, and you pretty much described it, along with everything else. So you're absolutely right. But so she actually has an early death instead. Interesting.
Yeah, and now that Kirk and McCoy are on the scene, Kirk is the one who actually prevents McCoy from rescuing her from the oncoming car. And he says to Captain Kirk, "Don't stop me, Jim. Do you see what you've done? I could have saved her. Don't you know what you just did?" And Spock says, "Yes, he knows, Doctor. He knows." Now, I didn't quote that exactly, as it turns out.
Well, that's still pretty darn good, as far as I'm concerned. All right, so very nice.
Well, I've got a lot of lines from the episodes memorized.
I can tell. Now, how many times have you seen them?
Oh, probably every one of them at least 10 times.
Ah, all right. So I guess that's enough to do some memorization there.
And evidently, well, when I have found over the years, and maybe a listener or you would have an answer to this, I have found that when you try to memorize something, it won't stick to the brain. But when you just sit there and soak it in, you'll memorize it fairly readily.
Well, it's interesting. The only thing I've noticed is that, inversely with age, the older you get, the less you remember. you know,
as far as new things.
When you're young, you just need to be exposed and you remember every word. When you're old, you can hear it again and again and again and you don't remember a thing.
I don't think that my ability to retain has been affected, but my ability to retrieve may be getting less with age.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was trying to remember the name of the WGN program director today, and I thought, why can't I remember her last name? I even remembered her middle name, but I finally remembered that her full name is Mary Caesar Boyle.
She's actually the general manager.
Yeah, the general manager.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have her private cell phone number, and the reason I have it is that I sent a bunch of the WGN staff some candy one year, and Mary Boyle was nice enough to call Anderson's Candy and say, I want to make sure that Mark Lindsay knows that I'm thanking him for the candy, so I'll leave you my cell phone number. And I hardly ever call it because I know it's her private cell phone number, but I am going to call it soon because I want to tell her what I think of certain programming, and we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, very good.
Yeah.
Everyone's always a critic.
But because I don't call her often, she hasn't changed her number. No, actually, I'm going to give mixed reviews on one program,
right,
both the pros and the cons. But anyway.
All right. Good deal.
There we go.
All right. Well, you are a winner, as usual. You know your Star Trek trivia. So hang on, don't go away. All right. So there you have it. That is absolutely right. Now, we're going to have here some bumper guesses from Glenn in Brownsville. Welcome to WGN. What'd you hear, Glenn?
Hey, thank you very much. How you doing today?
All right. How about yourself?
It's going pretty good.
Yay.
Going pretty good.
All right.
I would like to answer that singing group name.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that was the Manhattans.
Oh, I know. Yes, I did play the Manhattans. You're absolutely right. We played the Manhattans earlier. If My Heart Could Speak, 1973 on Deluxe. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I love the Manhattans. My favorite period was all their stuff on Carnival, the early stuff.
Yes.
All right. Well, you are a winner. It takes forever to get anything. It's not worth it, but the certificate's a lot of fun, so hang on. Don't go away. All right. So Glenn is absolutely right. Yes, the Manhattans. See, and I expected we'd have a winner instantly on that. But, hey, not instantly, but quick enough, and I thank Glenn. So we put Glenn on hold, and we talk to Karen here in a moment. Don't go away, Karen. She wants 5x5. But I know that in 30 seconds we break away for yet another newscast, find out what's going on in the world at large. And we'll continue with our common names for men. There's four that come up again and again. They're all common, but they're four that people hate. And I can't imagine why, because they're common names. You know, they're not way out there or from another century or anything like that. But people say, I don't like these four. So name two of them. And if you get both of them, I'll tell you right. If you get one of them, I won't say a word. All right, all that and more is coming up in the final hour of Monday Night Trivia this week on WGN Radio.
Satisfaction guaranteed to take your love back.
I give you something good, got some here. Give you something good, yeah. You don't have to believe me when I tell you that my love is so good. And I know you're not being treated like I know you should. I don't wanna sound like I'm conceited, but I'm the one that you always needed. Tell you what.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's kind of a gift. You should be able to do that. Who is it? 888-876-5593. And what's the theme? I expect a theme out of you guys. All right, so you can have your own category, as we prove every week, and 5x5 is particularly popular, and we'll talk to Karen in a moment about that, but James called back with some more guesses. We're talking about popular baby names. What we discovered earlier is that, according to American women, Mildred is the absolute worst for women. Now, for men, both men and women were polled, and what was interesting is that the four that came out were among the list. They're usually, if not always, in the top 100. So name two of them. You got to get the pair, or I won't tell you if you're right or not. But these names rank well. But deal is that people say, no, not anymore anyway, I guess. So 888-876-5593. Karen in Madison. How's it going tonight, Karen?
Okay, especially when it ends with you.
Aren't you kind? All right, we're going to do 5x5, are we?
Gonna try that. Yep.
What country is famous for their wooden shoes?
Holland.
Yep. What singer left his heart in San Francisco?
Tony.
Yeah, you can do it.
I have to do this. Come on.
Yeah, you can.
I know him.
I know you can.
Tony Bennett.
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. All right. Who is the Green Hornet's sidekick?
No.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I know the Green Hornet is a comics.
Yeah, and his sidekick is Kato.
Okay,
all right, well, that's all right. You're entitled to one wrong in this, so if you get the next one right, you still win. There are three states that end in the letter I. Name one of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
I'll take Hawaii.
Okay, you're a winner. That's all you got to do. You got four. Yeah, that's right. And you got one wrong, didn't you?
Oh.
So you got four out of five. And you win.
We didn't do the fifth
one. Oh, we didn't? Oh, man. All right.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought we did. But then, all right, let's do this. Finish this commercial. It's not nice to fool.
Mother Nature?
Absolutely right. Hang on. There you got it. Good girl. All right. Thanks, Karen. Hang on. Appreciate it. Yes, not nice to fool Mother Nature. And, you know, everybody knows that phrase. And it's one of the commercials that, as far as I'm concerned, failed. Failed miserably. And you're saying, well, wait a minute. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Everybody remembers that. Okay, what's the name of the margarine? You know it's margarine. So what is the name of the margarine? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. I'm trying to think what it is now. I used to know this easily because I had to look it up because this came up once. Everybody, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. What was it? And it was not one you'd normally think of, at least not one I'd think of. But who the heck was it? Trying to think. Chiffon. It was chiffon. All right. Yeah, that's pretty well known, actually. But I wouldn't have known. It's not nice. I would not have known that. And apparently most people don't know it either. So, yeah, the commercials that work are when you remember the name of the sponsor. Okay, so 888-876-5593. Lisa in Dundee heard a bumper she knows. All right.
Was that Teddy Pendergrass?
Well, it's a group. I'm not saying
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes?
Absolutely right. Yes, okay. Yes, we have a winner. Hang
Yay.
On. Don't go away.
Okay. All
right.
Thank you.
Sure. So with that in mind, what is the theme there? We have three more that we're going to come up with on Bumper Stumpers. And maybe the theme is becoming apparent at this point. I don't know. All right. You can have your own category if you don't like mine. But if you do, we're talking about common boys' names that Americans say they don't like them. And what's funny about this is I'm pretty sure that these lists make the top 100. Probably, I'd have to look it up to know for sure, but it common names. And yet they appeared as the four that are least liked. Now, of course, I say they're common names, so you're not going to have names that you know that would be out of the ordinary, because these are very well. James is called back, and he'll get his payers, I do think, and we'll see how he does with that. All right, so James, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Okay. I was going to say first of all, you take a guess at the theme. Okay, I was going to say these are all Philadelphia based.
Nope.
They were on a certain program at the same time.
Nope.
Came out in the same month in the year that they were August or something like that.
Well, you know, you're not right, but you're dancing around it.
Okay, I'm going to take a few more shots at this, then.
All right.
They debuted it in the month in which they came out.
I don't even know what that means, but no.
They became hits in the month and year in which they came out.
I don't know what that means either, but no.
Okay, let's see. Because I seem to do this a lot. I get close and don't quite close it.
Yeah.
Because I did that, 2 weeks ago.
Well, here you are again.
Yeah, and, I'm going to slow it down a little bit because let's
leave that aside so you can think on your own time. And you thought of more boys' names, so let's do that.
Okay. I'm going to say, Thomas and George.
Nope.
Okay. William and Joe.
Nope.
Jonathan and James.
No.
Okay.
Now, keep something in mind. These are names that are considered to be the most disliked by the survey participants, both men and women. So you got to be thinking in terms of names people probably wouldn't like.
And you're not
doing that. You're just thinking about names.
Okay.
So names that people would think were kind of oogie.
Okay, I'm gonna say then. Theodore and Joseph.
Nope.
Let's see. Arnold Benedict.
No. No, come on. Benedict's not a common name. How many people do you know named Benedict?
Yeah, okay.
And especially Benedict Arnold. I mean, how many people do you know named Benedict?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, that would be... Okay, and I'm probably closer with the other thing than I'm in with this, basically. Because I'm thinking of common names, but I'm not quite thinking of names that where people would just simply cringe.
Right, exactly. You have to put that together. So think about that and think about our question, since you are circling it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Actually, not a question, a bumper theme. Yeah, he's circling it, but he's just not there. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let us see that we have Mike, and Mike is in Bridgeview. All right, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
So the first ones are about Albert and Edward.
Oh, man, no, but I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm trying to get people. How about William Stewart?
Nope.
You were close. Wally and Mark.
Nope. You were closer with your first pair than the last
two. Was it Albert and Edward?
Nope. Not Edward.
Oh, that's what I. I don't want to say nothing. Let me think. I'll see you call back.
Okay, I'll count on it. Thanks. Appreciate
it. I think it did sound better. Okay.
All right, good deal. So, yes, 888-876-5593. All right, so we got another bumper stumper coming up, and you have well-known artists, country artists, though. So we'll see how you do on that as we continue with Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Who's coming through the door? I think we've met somewhere before. Hello, love. Hello, love. Where in the world have you been so long? I missed you so since you've been gone. Hello, love. Hello, love. Make yourself feel right at home. I hope you plan on staying long. Come in, love. Come in, love. I must say I was sure surprised. You're the last thing I expected by. Hello, love. Hello, love. I've heard it said time and again. You often go back where you've been. I really didn't believe it was true, but I left the door unlocked for you. I'll try to please you in every way, assure you of a pleasant stay this time, love. This time, love. I've been so blue since you've been gone. Now you're back with me and nothing's wrong. Hello, love. Hello, love.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Okay, so who is that? All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Riley, and that's your bumper stumper for the moment. You'll have two more, and then that's it. And maybe, like I say, we had had James sort of dancing around the theme, but not quite. All right, so there you have that. We're talking about names. Oh, how important that is. Well, common names for men. Among the common names that we hear, they're usually in the top 100 and all that. Four of them are disliked by both men and women. They would choose not to associate with somebody named this. I'm like, what? And they are four of the most common. So what are they? And I'm asking for a pair. So give me two of them. I'll tell you if you're right. And if you're not, if you're right on one of them, I ain't saying nothing. If you're right on both of them, well, you win. Right? It's that that simple. And if you're not right at all, I'm not telling you that either. All right. So with that in mind, 888-876-5593. Jim in Chicago going to take a guess on this. So what do you think, Jim?
Hi, Robbie. Okay. Ellen.
No.
Melvin.
Okay, you got to do it in pairs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Aaron Melvin. Okay, Timothy and Walter.
Nope.
Jerry and Troy.
No.
Okay, I got six, right? That was it?
Oh, yeah, no, you can, yeah, you get six pairs, so go for, yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay, Andy and Larry.
Nope.
Jason and Kevin.
Nope.
All right, that's all I got.
It's a good choice. Thanks, appreciate it. All right,
thanks,
so, yeah, and this is not working out quite as well as I thought. We'll probably just ask you to name one of them, I think, because you're not doing too well on this, but, you know, we'll see. But we'll go a little longer asking for pairs, and then I might relent and just ask for individual names. So we'll find out about that. Karen in Chicago has called back. All right, Karen, are
Hi.
You there? All right.
Yes, I am. And can I ask you that last
Bumper, was that Hank Snow?
Yes.
Oh,
very,
wow.
Very good. And it was his last big hit.
And you know, it was funny. Coming over the phone, it was a little bit choppy. And I thought, oh, come on, it's got to be him.
Yeah, Hank Snow. You're absolutely right, it is.
Wow. And I have some guesses.
Okay.
For trivia, Rodney and Joshua?
Nope.
Donald and Harry?
Nope.
Edward and Stephen?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Eight. But you knew it was Hank Snow, so hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Absolutely was Hank Snow. And like I say, one of his last hits. And that was 1974. So, yeah, a quarter of a century earlier, he was number one on the charts. So, let's see. I believe that Mike called back in Bridgeview. We'll find out. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm back again.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Good, good, good.
What did I say? I said Stephen and Michael?
Nope.
About Robert and Tony?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you
later. Thanks, Dry. I appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, I think that I'll relent. And just ask you to guess one of them. And you can have six guesses. And there are four that come up. And they're very common names. And they are extremely disliked in terms of survey says. You know, people were surveyed, what male names do they not like? And these four came up. And surprisingly, came up often enough that, you know, there was a consensus. But surprisingly, they were among the most popular as well. So, and that's really not unusual. I think very often you have a thing where people are polarized. They love it or they hate it. So maybe that's the making of a good name. I don't know. We'll find out what's going on in the news, and then we'll get back to your calls right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Yeah, second last bumper stumper. Is a theme apparent yet? Or maybe even an artist in this case? All right, so 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia. So we've made it easier. I feel it's the only way to go. It is among the most common names for men. Four were picked out by survey respondents as being the absolute worst as far as they were concerned. And it's interesting, like I say, because they're common names. But four just I won't go as far as saying repulsive to people, but a turnoff. Let's just stay with that. All right, so let's see. Jim has called back. He's going to take his chance on six of them. So you don't need pairs. You just need six names.
Okay, I got it. How about Samuel?
No.
Arthur?
No.
Leonard?
No.
Fred?
No.
Daniel?
No.
Henry?
Yes, Henry. You got one. All right, hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
So now there's three left. Henry. Yes, Henry is one of the worst. According to survey respondents. Like I say, very common name. All right, so, let's see. So James is calling with his six. Can't wait. All right, James, go.
Okay, Thomas.
No.
George.
No.
William.
No.
Robert.
No.
James?
No. One more, big finish.
Okay. Fred?
No. All right.
Also, I wanted to try the... Okay.
The theme?
The theme.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say that this, okay, these songs... Okay, these songs debuted or went to became hits in the month of August of the year they came out.
That's nice, but it's not right, and it actually has nothing to do with the songs themselves.
Was the artist's first or last hits?
No.
Okay, became a theme to either a program or something like that?
No. I mean, one of them was, but that has nothing to do with
the
theme.
Yeah, that was Angie.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's the only one.
Yeah.
And by the way, do you know the artist? You can just identify the artist.
It's my favorite one, and I can't quite get her name.
All right.
Okay, so that's the only reason why, because I always remember that particular one. But let's see, the artists either this was either their last hit.
Nope.
Hits. No.
No.
In the year in which they came, at the height of popularity?
Nope.
I'll call back if I can.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia, and Fran heard something she knew, and it's probably the one that James was trying to think of. So, Fran, who is it?
I am ashamed to admit that I know this, but Maureen McGovern.
Yes, and I'm ashamed to admit that I like that song. Horrible that it is.
You do?
Yeah, I like that song.
Oh, well.
And you know,
it's
the only thing by her I can name I like, because of course she was, you know, responsible for one of the many shipwrecks. And I never want to hear The Morning After as long as I live. But for whatever reason, yeah, just horrible, just painful. And actually, her version of I Won't Last a Day Without You wasn't bad either. So that and Different Worlds were two that I actually could tolerate.
I don't think I've heard her version of that. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh,
somewhere,
yeah,
you're
right. Exactly. It's not bad. It's not bad. But if you don't like A Different World, you probably won't like this either. But
okay.
I don't
probably
know.
Not.
But
probably
that's
not.
All right. You liked it enough that you identified it. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
Very, very good. Yes. Maureen McGovern, 1979 on Warner Curb. All right, so we've had several identified as far as that goes. We got the Dells, and we got the Manhattans, and we got Eddie Rabbit, and we got Hank Snow, and Harold Melvin, and Maureen McGovern. We're going to play one more. So it certainly spans R&B and country and pop, but the artists all have one thing in common, and it had nothing to do with these particular songs. So what is it? That's the theme. 888-876-5593. 8888-ROLLYE on the final 15 minutes of music, Monday Night Trivia, music and otherwise. So you can have a category about anything right here on WGN Radio.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting that people just stare. You're the dream the dreamers want to dream about.
You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, they're mad about. Who would love you? Who would buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who would love you? Who wouldn't care? You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, they're mad about. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting that people just stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, they're mad about. Who would love you? Who would buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eyes? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who would love you? Who wouldn't care?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So that's it. That's your last Bumper Stumper. And this guy was a giant, giant artist as far as that goes. And that was 1958. Who is it? And so, yeah, what's the deal? What's the commonality on everybody here? Meanwhile, Jeffrey in Portland knows a bumper. All right, Jeffrey, what'd you hear you know?
Harold, was it Melvin in the Blue Note?
Yeah, someone guessed that one already. Yes, absolutely. Satisfaction.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, satisfaction guaranteed. I'll take your love back. Yep.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
Didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Can I try 5 for 5 at least?
I don't see why not. Let me find 5 here. All right. I know they're here somewhere. Let's see. All right. What's unique about the phrase, Madam, I'm Adam?
I don't know.
It's a palindrome. Same frontwards or backwards.
Okay.
What vegetable is used to make pickles?
Cucumber.
Absolutely right. What's the average human's normal body temperature?
Would be, I want to say 96.8.
Oh, no, 98.6. Just like the song. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, well, I'm dyslexic. I flip numbers sometimes.
That's hilarious. And, you know, actually, they claim now that that's no longer the human body temperature. They're saying, gee, body temperature's fallen by at least a degree. They forget that they're not measuring anymore by anything like mercury that's actually accurate. So, yeah, that's another problem. But in any event, yeah, 98.6, just like the Keith song, that's the deal. So if you got 2 wrong, we don't have to go with the rest of them. Call me next week.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you, Rockstar.
All right, good deal.
Bye.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 98.6. But yeah, it was hilarious when I read that article. And there were studies talking about how the human body temperature was decreasing. No, you stopped measuring it with something that was actually accurate. All right, so... And I don't know why. All right, I ain't giving up my mercury thermometers, not me. As far as I know, there's no law. They're not coming door to door yet. Notice I said yet. All right, so we'll see what we're doing. You've had all your bumper stumpers now, and yeah, I expect the theme to be apparent. Yeah, well, maybe. So James on the south side is going to guess again. All right, James, what are we guessing on?
Okay, first I'm going to try the theme. Okay, I'm going to say that this was either their debut song or debut hit.
No.
Since these guys continued on, okay, all of these guys, I'm going to say that that it was... it was part of a album that was basically a big hit.
Nope.
Okay, they
You're really overthinking this, I think. like I say, and again, it has nothing to do with the songs I played and everything to do with the artists.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to give up on that part.
Okay. Let's move on to names.
Okay, John?
Nope.
Okay.
Now, remember, these are people saying they really don't like this name. John's pretty innocuous. Nobody cares either way.
Okay. Okay. Richard?
Nope.
Steve?
No.
Okay.
Do you know anybody who dislikes the name Steve? I mean, I'm not saying they love it. These are names that when you hear it, you say, yeah, I guess I wouldn't name a kid that, even though it's very common. A lot of people do.
Okay. Okay. Roger?
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna say Peter?
Nope, one more big finish.
Okay, I'm gonna say, Mark?
Nope. Okay, thanks, talk to you later. All right, so not that either. I will reveal the theme at the end of the night here in moments, actually. But as far as this question, unless you get in and nail it right now with the other three, it's a survey of the most disliked male names, and we realize that Henry's on it because somebody got that. But there's three others on it that are fairly common names, but they're highly disliked, and I don't know why. But anyway, Karen called back. She knows a bumper. What'd you know that you heard?
I think it's Webb Pierce.
Absolutely right. Who wouldn't love you? 1958 on Decca. I thought that was a great little record.
I remember him particularly singing with Kitty Wells.
Uh-huh.
He did a lot of nice stuff by himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're absolutely right. So have any idea what our theme might be?
No, I have no clue.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And right. Thank you.
So we'll put Karen on hold because she's absolutely right. Webb Pierce, we're talking a ton of hits from early on. And the deal is, first we'll go over who I played. The first thing I played to get you back again, that was Barbara Lynn, 1969 on Atlantic. Well, it would be on Atlantic because 1969 Atlantic recorded it and then they didn't release it. And finally it came out on CDs like 30-something years later. All right, the Dells did It's All Up to You, 1972 on Cadet. Lloyd Price did Bad Company, 1969 on Lloyd Price's Turntable. Yeah, his own little label. Manhattan's If My Heart Could Speak, 1973 on Deluxe. It was Betty Swan that did Today I Started Loving You Again, a remake of the country classic, 1973 on Atlantic. Eddie Rabbits did Suspicion, 1979 on Elektra. Little Eva did The Trouble with Boys, 1963 on Dimension. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Satisfaction Guaranteed, I'll Take Your Love Back, 1974 on Philadelphia International. Hank Snow, Hello Love. Maureen McGovern, Different Worlds, and that was 1979 on Warner Curb. Webb Pierce, Who Wouldn't Love You, 1958 on Decca. So what do they all have in common? Every one of these artists had a number one record in August. Yeah. So what were they? Barbara Lynn, August of 1962. You Lose a Good Thing, number one on the R&B charts. The Dells, number one in 1968, Stay in My Corner. Lloyd Price, number one on the R&B charts in 1952, Lottie Miss Claudie. The Manhattans, number one on the pop charts on the Hot 100 with Kiss and Say Goodbye in 1976, all August. Betty Swan was number one in August on the R&B chart on Make Me Yours, 1967. Eddie Rabbit was number one on the country charts, actually in 1978, 79, and 1980, including Suspicions, which we played. Little Eva was number one in August of 1962 with The Locomotion. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes was number one in 1975 on the R&B charts with Hope We Can Be Together Soon. Hank Snow was number one on the country charts in 1950. I'm moving on. Maureen McGovern, number one, I'm sorry to say, in 1973 with The Morning After. And finally, Webb Pierce, Who Wouldn't Love You, was number one in 1955 on the country charts with Love, Love, Love. So that's what they all had in common. They all had a number one record on the national charts, Billboard magazine, in August. All right, so that's all of them. All right, so that's the theme. The question will, I guess, remain unsolved here. But common names for men, among the most common names for men, four of them are disliked. And it was a survey, the same survey, where American women all said that the name they liked least for girls was Mildred. But four came up, the top four, most disliked for male names. And we know one of them was Henry. So the other three, if you want to get in here immediately, and I do mean immediately, 888-876-5593. Otherwise, it'll be next week where we'll pick that up. That will become our straggler. All right, so tomorrow night, we are back at it again, three big hours, and 21 hours from now, actually. Until then, that's a wrap. Now, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air because we couldn't have done the show without him. And we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank those of you who called. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. And so on that note, several things to talk about tomorrow night. But, of course, whatever is on your mind will trump all of that. And we'll hopefully have a good time. But in the waning moments, I will tell you that today, now just over August 11th, would have been Eric Carmen's 76th birthday. John Conley turned 79. Mike Douglas would be 105. And Jerry Falwell would have been 92. All right, all in August. In this case, all on August 11th. So there's your theme, there's your questions. We got a straggler, and we will reconvene 21 hours from now. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.